Welcome to the Cambridge Folk Festival podcast 2008.
Yes, hello, and welcome to the fifth and final podcast of the Cambridge Folk Festival 2008. The final day brings us performances from Joan Armour Trading, Richard Hawley, Seth Lakeman, Noah and the Whale, and Judy Collins. On today's podcast, we chat to Noah and the Whale, Corinne Powett, Joan Armour Trading, and Bella Hardy about an area of the festival she runs and who she would like to see perform at next year's event. We also find out why Holby star Adrian Edmondson was backstage talking to Boda Seer.
I'm Charlie from Noah and the Whale.
Charlie, you've been here as a punter before, and you're now here as a performer. Is there much difference? Do you prefer being a performer rather than a punter?
One big difference, I was 16 when I first came, I think. I'd say I probably prefer being here as a performer, even though I probably saw more stuff as a punter. But performer, you just get, you know, there's the few luxuries that, I guess, make it easier or something.
The Cambridge Folk Festival has been going for 44 years, and it's been quite traditional until more recently. And a lot of traditional folk festival goers wouldn't class you as a folk performer. What do you say to that?
Well, I think I think folk's a very broad term, and I think folk means a lot of different things to different people. And I definitely think there's like an essence of folk music in our music, and it's a big influence on our music, certainly. So I think I definitely classify, I sort of say we kind of updating folk, you know, playing a sort of new folk. It's like folk music, but new. So I don't know if people will go with us on that, but we'll see what happens.
You played Secret Garden last week, which is a very different festival to this. Is your set going to be very different from last week? Are you going to offer something different because the audience is very different?
What I'm hoping, I think here the festival, it's quite it seems like quite a respectful crowd. So I think we can sort of get away with playing maybe some of the more somber music or the quieter songs, you know, because people are more ready to listen to it. I mean, like, I think one of the great things about this festival is that it seems like real people, you know, like genuine people acting like people. Like, you know, like some festivals, people just feel the right to sort of act like loons, you know. So it's nice to just feel something genuine, I guess.
You've been here for a couple of days now. Is there any particular performances which have stood out for you?
I haven't been able to see as much as I like, but I did think Katie Lang was very good last night. Caught some of her set. The band had quite a few ales last night, though, so it's all a bit of a blur, but we definitely had fun. So,
if there was any new artist you'd like to see perform at the Folk Festival next year, who would they be?
Do you mean kind of new, up-and-coming? I'd say there's a guy I know called Planet Earth, who's very talented and hasn't received the recognition he deserves thus far. A guy called JJ Pistolet. I mean, I think it'd be cool to see artists like kind of the anti-folk artists, like kind of like Jeffrey Lewis and Diane Cluck, see them come and play. I think I think people would warm to them here. Diane Cluck in particular. Okay.
At most festivals you go to, you see these small off-road buggies, also known as gators, zipping around the site, delivering things and carrying people along. Well, each year at the Folk Festival, the crew get together on the final day and decorate them. Each year, a celebrity is asked to come and judge the entrance to the competition, with the prize being given to the winner. This year, Adrian Edmondson of Holby City was plucked from the crowd and asked if he would do the honours of judging this year. I caught up with him just after he announced the result. Adrian, you just had the honour of judging the annual Cambridge Folk Festival gator decoration competition. What do you think of the standard this year?
As ever, you know, I think Britain should be very proud of itself in the gator decoration event. And it's a shame that it hasn't got to the Olympics, because I think we could win.
What made you decide that Boda Seer should win today?
I actually thought the site maintenance one with the grass was much better made. But I thought there was more idea in the Boda Seer one. I like the girl at the front with the horse hooves.
Joan, this is your first time playing the Folk Festival. How does it feel?
Ask me afterwards.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, because I haven't done it yet.
No.
But I'm certainly looking forward to it. It's like Glastonbury and Reading and those kind of festivals. It's a very well-known festival, very established. Everybody seems to love it. I mean, I've just been looking at the audience and they're all kind of sitting there waiting for the next person to come on. I'm not sure who that is, but obviously completely into it, even though it looks as if it might rain.
The weather's been pretty awful this weekend, but everyone's spirits are still very high, though, which is good.
That's how they look out there. So I'm definitely looking forward to going on stage. I can guarantee you I'll have a good time.
Hello, My name's Bella Hardy. I've just got off the Club Tent stage where I've been doing a little showcase spot, but I also run the Hub at Cambridge Folk Festival, which is for children and young people to do workshops and have a bit of a hangout space and some late night sessions. I've been doing that now for 6 years. I first performed here when I was 18, 7 years ago, with the Pack on main stage. So I've been involved in Cambridge for a long, long time now, and I love it. It's absolutely fantastic. So I'm going to be looking forward to having the rest of the great weekend. So in the Hub, we have workshops that happen all day. We start at 10 in the morning with the Junk Percussion, run by Sam Pert. So if you ever hear any bangings coming from the corner of the site, that's what that'll be. We get the pots and pans out and some big sticks, give them to the under 10-year-olds and see what happens. We had 80 there this morning, so it's always quite a lot of fun. And then we run that on for workshops literally every hour. We do fiddle, we do some guitar. We have the Hub Band Project, which you have to win a competition to get a free ticket to the festival to come and be part of. It's a progressive band that happens twice a day, and you get to go and perform on the Club Tent stage with that on the Sunday evening. So that's always a lot of fun as well. And it's also got the late night sessions, which is the place to be when everything else packs up. They start 11:30 on an evening, and when you're finished watching stuff on the main stage, it's nice just to go over and either have a listen to some tunes or join in. It's open to everybody. So people I'm particularly looking forward to this year, Joan Armatrading, who's on tomorrow. I remember first hearing The Weakness in Me by her in the film 10 Things I Hate About You, starring the sadly late Heath Ledger. It was a brilliant film, but that song really stood out in it, and I've been listening to her music ever since, so I'm really looking forward to that. Also Judy Collins, she made a great album back in the 60s called Golden Apples of the Sun, and another one called Made of Constant Sorrow, which was full of British traditional songs, actually, and American traditional songs, and they were really great and inspirational albums. So that'll be great. And then for next year, there's a band up in Newcastle, actually, called the Vicars of Blythe, who were absolutely brilliant. I saw them the first time this year. They're all students who have just finished the Newcastle Folk degree course up at the university up there, and it would be great to see them here next year. But I'm just looking forward to anybody who comes next year, really. Another two, actually, I saw who are Siobhan Miller and Gina Leslie, who of course won the Radio 2 Young Folk Award last time round, and they were absolutely brilliant. I only managed to catch one of their songs, so I hope they're back next year so I can catch a full set as well.
What new artists would you like to see at the Folk Festival next year?
How new do they have to be?
Newer than Dylan, newer than Dolly Parton.
I was going to suggest Dolly Parton. Damn. Well, not so new, but because I'm not so new myself, but I would love to see David Byrne with his full Latin American ensemble play. And also perhaps, and I think this would work, Bjork with an acoustic set, because she comes out of a folk tradition anyway, so, but would do quite interesting things. So that's for Mr. Barkin to think about.
This is Kareen Polwart.
Kareen, you've played stage one, you've played stage two, you've done loads of workshops, you've been blogging for the Folk Festival site, you're about to go and play the Club Tent. Are you the hardest working person at this festival?
I don't know about that. I'm sure there's people cleaning things that are doing more work than I am. But I have to say, I'm totally on an adrenaline high for the whole weekend. So,
how on earth did you manage to get involved in so much?
Well, I did stupidly volunteer to do quite a lot of things, and then realised that I had to do that and look after a 14-month-old boy. And I think I didn't realise until lunchtime today, I didn't have any lunch, that actually it was quite a lot to try and pack into one weekend. Plus, try and see some of the bands that I want to see as well. So, yeah, but it's been great. I'm having a great time. It's brilliant fun. So
I can't believe how much you've been doing this weekend. It's crazy. I hear your name everywhere. Everyone's talking about you doing this, that and the other, and it's absolutely brilliant.
Several of me, I've just cloned myself specially for the weekend. Yeah.
No, it doesn't say that in the programme. That makes a lot of sense now. Now, Kareen, you've got your degree in philosophy, which means that you're perfect for blogging, which you've been doing for us. Do you do this kind of thing outside of the festival?
Do you know what? I love blogging. Like, I've got a blog attached to my MySpace site, and actually I genuinely think the blog is a little art form all of its own. And I recently did some blogging for the BBC Folk website as well, and I love it. Any occasion to rant in public was quite splendid.
Do you feel more like a journalist, or do you prefer it to be classed as an art form?
No, I feel like a spy, actually, this weekend. So more like a spy than a journalist, yeah.
Do you have any gossip?
Actually, none at all. I'm the worst person for gossip. So, but talk to me later. Maybe we do.
So once you've recovered from the Folk Festival, what's next? What do you got planned?
I'm heading from here to Sidmouth, and then from Sidmouth to Edmonton in Canada. So I've got a busy few days. And then from Edmonton to the Edinburgh Fringe. So the next 3 weeks is the busiest 3 weeks of my year. It's pretty full on. But this is a great way to start, I have to say. I've had, honestly, this is my favourite festival in Britain, and it's just brilliant to have got asked back again. It's really great fun.
Because you've been here all weekend, you must have seen so many artists. Is there any in particular artists who have blown you away?
Well, actually, I think the artist that's most impressive for me is Siobhan Miller and Gina Leslie, who are the current holders of the Young Traditional Musician of the Year Award. They're fellow Scots. I just think their singing is just brilliant. It's like beautiful, emotionally direct harmony singing, and people haven't heard of them, but not for long. They'll be back at this festival, and they'll be playing on the big stages, and they're the ones to me that have just been the most moving. But I've also enjoyed seeing some folks for the first time. I saw Devin Sproul and Lisa Knapp, and I saw the band I really wanted to see. I won't see Noah and the Whale. I wanted to see them more than anyone else, and they're on at exactly the same time as me, as was Alan Toussaint and Katie Lang last night, so never mind, but that's the way it goes.
Is there any other artists which you've seen, which are up and coming, who you think would work really well at the Folk Festival and you'd love to see perform here?
Kirsty McGee and Matt Martin. Kirsty McGee and Matt are based in Manchester. They've just made a totally brilliant album called The Kansas Sessions, and they play as a duo, and they also play in a band called the Hobo Pop Collective. To me, Kirsty is just, she's been nominated a couple of times for some folk awards, but she's totally underrated songwriter. They would go down an absolute storm at this festival, and I think they should get booked.
I'll pass that on to Eddie. Karine, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
So there we go. We've reached the end of another folk festival, and it's been a memorable one for all the right reasons. It's been a greener, cleaner festival with some wonderful performances. Although we could have asked for better weather, and we'll book it for next year. We hope you've enjoyed the daily podcasts, and they've helped you enjoy this year's festival. Don't forget to check out the Folk Festival blog, which tells you what happened at the festival this year. I've been Phil Pethybridge, and hopefully we'll see you here next year. Bye for now.
Thank you for downloading the Cambridge Folk Festival podcast 2008. Visit cambridgefolkfestival.co.uk for more podcasts from the festival. This podcast was produced by Neon Podcasts in partnership with the Cambridge Folk Festival. Music by Chunk Music.